Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break for the first time in almost 2 weeks. The three-legged stool is completely together. Everybody's here.
The first time in nearly 2 weeks. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, Jake took a month off.
I took the equivalent of a week off. Then Sip was gone yesterday. Bill was gone Wednesday. But now everybody's here today. The boat is full today.
Are we full boat next week?
I'm here.
I'm here. I think we're all here.
I think you're talking to yourself.
Dude, I do that a lot. Yeah, all right. Well, then we're full steam ahead.
We are full steam ahead. Glad to have it.
Yeah.
Spring game tomorrow. NFL draft last night kicked off. We got rounds 2 and 3 today. We got 4 through 7 tomorrow. We'll get to that in a second, though. But
what a draft. What a draft.
Yeah, we will.
Drought's over.
Yeah, thank you.
Drought is over. The middle of the state got hammered, it looked like, last night.
Well, East Campus was getting hammered.
Was it? Looked like McCook. This is big. Jake's got something.
This delayed breaking news. The drought is over.
The drought is over.
Just to confirm it, the drought is over.
Go back into it. By the middle of the state just got hammered. I'd like to hear from people out there. What was the hail situation? There was golf ball size hail that may have been coming down. It talked about what the damage was going to happen.
Charles Carroll.
Yeah.
You know, Bill is hoping for a foot of hail here in Lincoln.
Safe hail. Small pellets of hail, foot of them, for slow melting for mushrooms.
That was, ooh.
Yes, that was the reason.
That's what, yeah, you know. Yeah.
It's always odd to me when it was pouring on East Campus, but then when I got downtown, the rain was gone. It always freaks me
pockets.
Out when that happens.
It's called pockets.
Oh, it's called pockets.
Pockets of rain.
It does.
That's a term.
It freaks
me out. I thought, oh God, I'm going to have to run into the ticket. I got over here.
Oh, this morning.
There's nothing. Yeah, today.
I didn't have any rain on the way in.
Yeah, it was absolutely pouring on East Campus.
Okay. Were you doing on East Campus some studying? Or you,
I just was driving through there. No.
We at Valentino's, the old Valentino's.
I was driving through on Holdridge.
Were you doing any tire flips? You've done some tire flips in that track before, if I recall back years ago.
Do we got to get into this?
Yes, we do. And then we'll get to roll call.
There's a tractor testing track that's nestled in the back over by NET that it's hardly ever anybody there. So I used to go over there and run. And at one point I took one of the tires out of my truck and was carrying it around I would do that as a workout. This was a long time ago. Jake, this was like...
Well, you brought it up on the air before. I thought it was worth bringing up again.
I was in my 20s.
You're pretty ripped up. You're
my brother-in-law never let me forget it. Carrying that tire around. it was odd.
I don't
odd.
Think I would either.
If you saw it, it was probably odd to other people. I never even thought about what other people must have thought when they saw me, but whatever. Yeah, not many people see that track. Are you even aware of it?
No, I'm unaware.
I still don't know where it's at.
It's like a... What? You don't?
I don't think so.
It's directly to the north of NET, the building.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can't see it from the road.
I'm going to go seek it out sometime.
Yeah, you can't see it from the road because there's an embankment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's hidden intentionally there.
Embankment.
Yeah.
You'll find this. You'll find this track maybe today, possibly.
There's some people that go over there now with their dogs, I've noticed sometimes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I will go over there sometimes. But not very often anymore.
Okay. All right.
Well, love to hear from the middle of the state. What happened?
Yes, are you okay, middle of the state?
Middle
was
of the state.
What's the
there?
Hail yes. situation in the Kearney, yes. Holdridge, GI area?
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Like, how far?
Parker, Chris, check in.
How far this way?
I would say, I'm just guessing, from the thunderstorm that hit last night, probably about, what, 11-ish, about 10:45, something like that?
Yes.
So I'm going to say all the way even almost to, from Seward may have been in close to being in line. York, I think, would have caught some heat. So it'd be nice to know what's going on.
I can confirm it was 11 o'clock because that was the time I was trying to go to bed because someone did not want to go to sleep last night.
Who's that?
A child.
Elizabeth.
A child.
Elizabeth.
No. Yeah. She's a child. I could not get the Scotland to sleep last night. She was being rough last night, but finally did. 11 o'clock. I heard the thunderstorm start at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, was it her first storm?
I think so, but that wasn't the problem. That was not the issue because the storm wasn't going from 9:30 to 11.
Oh.
That was just life happening.
That's
at
life.
The house.
Things are getting real over at the Sorensen's.
But you know what? I got to bed eventually, and so did she. So everything's good.
Did you get some sleep?
A few hours, yeah. A few hours of sleep last night. We're okay. All right, so part of the roll call will be, with the situation, if you're in central Nebraska, did you get hit by hail? Are you okay?
I'd like to know.
Are you okay?
Did you literally get hit by hail?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
402-464-5685. Please text your name, your age, where you're listening from, and also, did you have hail impact your life yesterday, whether in Nebraska or not?
And a moisture update.
And by the way, the mailbag, it's not the mailbag, the roll call. I get these things messed up all the time. The roll call is sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, a great place for a Friday night or a weekend or any night, just south of 48th and Holdridge.
It's an any night place. It really is. I think Friday night would be the epitome of awesomeness to
the
be
optimum.
At Mad. I do. I think Madsen's, like a bowling alley on a Friday night.
The epitome.
Had a hard week of work. All of a sudden, boom, we're out there. We're kegling.
Kegling.
Yes. I tell you the one thing.
Throwing some back.
You know, you always had to find the one guy, and you always took it in like some sort of a life skills class, how to keep score. I just don't like the fact that there's nobody up there that's manning the big sheet of paper and keeping score. Now it's just all automated. I just I don't like that at all. I love there's always
back.
One guy up there, and they had the little light over the top, and and they were the ones keeping the score, putting the spare in, and it took a lot. It was some mathematics.
Serious mathematics.
Serious, and it was always like, hey, who here can keep? There's always the one guy in your group that could keep score. He always had to man everything.
Yeah, we did learn that in PE.
Yes, PE. You learned how to keep score.
I did not learn that, I don't think, in PE.
How to keep score? Oh, well, you know what?
I don't believe so.
You're part of the automated lifestyle.
I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the problem here.
They changed the curriculum. Well, we had the same type of stuff. It was definitely in PE we learned how to do that. Well, we went to the bowling alley.
That's when I almost threw the perfect game. That's when everything changed.
That was school.
Oh, yeah. That was during school. I was a PE class. I went on a heater in seventh grade.
You want to become a professional bowler.
Got really serious.
Got really serious. Never came within 130 of that again.
The best part wasn't even close.
It's still pretty remarkable.
Nine straight strikes.
Okay.
That's a remarkable feat.
It is very impressive.
I never did.
Some roll call. Turner from Fort Myers, not affected by storms yesterday, but he's age 45. He's going.
Nice.
But actually, he's in Nebraska City, headed to Larson Motors right now.
Nice.
Sip knows Larson Motors.
Wait a second. Seriously?
He's going to Larson Motors.
All right, good.
Mention the ticket. You'll get some money off.
That's right.
Light-duty truck.
St. Potato, age 34, listening from Kratos this morning, doing some deadlifts as we speak.
Oh, that's nice. Deadlifts. That would be the last time I did those were... Never. There's never a time.
I don't even know what they are.
I kind of have an idea. You're bend down and just up to your waist.
Yep.
I mean, you kind of straight down.
I've never done a deadlift either.
No. It's sometimes I'm the gym I'm at. I'm like going, should I do tricep extensions or deadlifts? Which one? I think I'll go tricep.
Just bring it to your waist.
Yes, that's it.
Bring the barbell.
Yes.
What's that
chalk. A lot of chalk.
What's that for?
I think I don't know, a little bit of everything.
Lower back.
Yeah, lower back.
I think. Drew and Wahoo is getting rained on right now. He's getting rained on at this moment. Jethro and McCook. Lots of thunder and lightning. A nice layer of small hail last night in McCook. Russ in the Highlands. No hail. Age 57. Nels in Big Fork, Montana. No hail up there. Jay in Winter Park, Florida. 58 years old.
No hail in Florida. No, that's good to know.
No hail in Florida.
Oranges are okay.
It does hail there, though, right?
It does. Oh, yeah. Hail's hey, everywhere.
Sure. Mike in Kansas is going for a run right now. In Lindsberg, age 41, no hail in Kansas last night, at least in Lindsberg.
I thought McCook was getting hit by the major part of the big hail.
Well, they said lots of thunder and lightning, but in a small layer of hail. Yeah, so it's that's nothing.
Yeah, it's not
nothing. I mean.
It's something.
Isaac in Lincoln, Craig in Berlin, Ohio, Sean in Eagle, no hail in Eagle last night. Paul in Lincoln, age 38, no hail, just the best sleep medicine, rain. Good sound. It's a good sound, peaceful sound. Bill in Bennett said there's hail. So
really?
No hail in Eagle, but hail in Bennett. Similar. Wow. Yeah.
How about that?
Just south of Eagle. Jordan Wilbur, age 28, no hail. Chad and Kyle, Texas. We got Grand Island. Mitch did not get hit by hail, but GI supposedly got over 2 inches of rain.
Oh wow, that's good for the mushrooms. Right when you needed it. It's a bonanza. It's a bonanza. It's right
now. Have you been out?
What's that? I have.
Have you?
Me and Duke got some. Now it's gonna hit. This is the time right now, guys.
Okay, let's do it. Tom, 76 years old in Omaha. I've never gone morel mushroom hunting before.
You would like
happen
it.
Sometime.
You would like it.
Sometime we got to do it. Steven in Hondo, Texas. No storms. A balmy 75 degrees, but he said he did see softball size hail a couple years ago.
Ooh,
softball!
That would be terrifying. That ruins everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
Softball size hail fall from the sky.
Fall from the sky.
I suppose if you're a roofer or something, you kind of wanted to see it.
Oh yeah,
get some business here.
Job security.
Yeah.
Someone is heading home from Pebble Beach today on the text line.
Wow.
California,
man.
I hope you played some golf and it was good golf.
Heading home. Dean.
He's going to the spring game tomorrow. So he was in Pebble Beach playing some golf, coming back for the spring game tomorrow.
Nice.
Not a bad life there for Dean, age 56.
The weather's good tomorrow, right, for the spring game?
It appears pretty good. It appears pretty good. 70s, low 70s for the spring game. So.
Is it supposed to be clear?
Yeah, I believe so. And Sunday's back to rain again.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Jeremiah in South Carolina, good morning. Nyla, good morning in Seward. And Hoff in Palmyra had hail for about 5 minutes last night.
Palmyra.
Yep. So Palmyra there. That's over by Bennett.
Yeah.
So there was hail.
It all makes sense.
Eagle didn't have hail, but Bennett and Palmyra apparently did.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Hmm.
That is the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Go play some pool. Go play some
Talk to Sarah.
Darts. Bowl. Have a burger at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Great place to spend your Friday night.
I think they have a jukebox there, too.
They have a jukebox there.
If you're having problems with your life, talk to Sarah. She's a spirit animal.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is.
So she is the epitome of high energy.
And everything in your life will change.
High energy there. And also, I guess for Idle Chit Chat, Sip, for your question there. The weather appears to be very good for the spring game. I think 70 degrees by the end of the scrimmage tomorrow, but maybe in the low 60s to begin at 11 a.m. So very, very nice weather tomorrow expected in Lincoln for the spring game. Anything else? Idle Chit Chat? You guys good?
I'm good.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew and the squad at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring when you contact Andrew. Last night, NFL draft began, and there were some interesting picks, including one by the Atlanta Falcons at 8th overall. Despite getting Kirk Cousins at a very big contract this offseason, the Falcons decided to pick Michael Penix Jr. from Washington, 8th overall pick. Kirk Cousins, through his agent, not happy about the pick in Atlanta last night. Very confused about this. He said basically, this doesn't help our team win this year. This is a long-term view. I came here to win now. This pick does not help Atlanta win now. That was, I think, an interesting, odd pick in the first round last night.
Were people expecting Atlanta to take that Alabama pass rusher?
Yes. They thought Dallas Turner would be the guy that they would take.
Yeah.
Not a quarterback. They wouldn't think they'd take a quarterback. And I like Michael Penix. I'm a fan of Michael Penix. He's not going to start there.
I'm a big fan of Penix, and I would push back.
I would too.
I don't think it's a bad deal.
Cousins saying?
Apparently, the agent of Kirk Cousins put out a post that they were blindsided by the fact that the Falcons would take a quarterback in the first round, let alone top 10 pick, number 8 overall.
It's an interesting world, isn't it?
Well, if you listen to, which is a whole different story, listening to Saban talk last night, I didn't catch every bit of it, but I got a good hunk of it. talking to Saban Talk, he talked about when he was in the NFL with the Dolphins, he said they were third in total defense. And said, and they couldn't score.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the quarterback position, he goes, he was just like, if you don't have one, just stop. You can do all these other stuff. You can't get enough explosive plays. Mm-hmm. Cousins is coming off a Achilles.
Yes.
Achilles injury.
Yes.
And also, let's just say it works out that Cousins does well and he sits for a year or two. How many places has that worked? How'd Mahomes do sitting behind Alex Smith?
Worked pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. How'd it work in Green Bay?
Jordan with Love and Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers sat worked for, out. I think, 2 or 3 years, right?
Yes.
And so, haven't that I don't push back on that. Nope, I think I'm all in for the Falcons making that decision.
Offense. I mean, the draft was crazy. The first defensive player was number 15.
Yeah, the first 14 players, all offensive players last night in the draft. First three picks, all quarterbacks. Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, and Drake May to the Patriots. So top three quarterbacks. Bo Nix went early. He went to the Broncos. That was a surprise. We thought he might slip to the second round, but no, he was actually a very high pick to the Broncos. Yeah. And believe it or not, Broncos fans absolutely pissed about that one.
Are they really?
A lot of anger that they...
Seriously?
Because they feel like they could have traded down and got Bo Nix. Bo Nix was the sixth quarterback that could have gone in the first round, they thought, at least going into it. And there was thoughts he could maybe be in the second round, and they took him pretty high in the first round.
I'm surprised Denver fans wouldn't like that. He's good. I mean, they were talking about questions about his arm strength, but I mean, some guys' arms.
Just remember, also with Bo Nix, up until the very, very, very end, he was if he beats Washington, he's going to win the Heisman.
Yes,
he was going to win the Heisman. I mean, he had an incredible year. You know, a five-year starter with the COVID, I believe. He started at Auburn all that time.
He started five years.
Was it 5 years?
Something like
61
that.
Career starts. Do the math. That's right.
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. 5 years. Yeah. So 51 starts.
I tell you 61.
What, 61. The interesting thing was driving in. There's two things that hit me from watching some of the things last night. And when I say the things, when watching the pundits, which was Saban. They had Herb Street. Who else was on there with them?
Were you watching ESPN? That was ESPN?
I was on Channel 8. I was on ABC.
Oh, okay. ABC. I was watching ESPN.
Yeah.
And I was watching NFL Network.
I won ABC.
Okay, all the different.
And topics. Saban is beyond brilliant. He's really good, and he's funny. He has good comments. All the things they're talking about. It's hard to go from being an elite coach to all those times, and all of a sudden you're just bam. You're just thrown on TV.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was incredible. And listening to him, the things that he had were really interesting. Other thing that was interesting this morning, driving in on the radio, just barely making it here, but I did.
You did make it here.
Was that listening to Belichick, I think it was with McAfee.
He was, correct.
And so I didn't listen to him live. But he just ripped on the
Drake May.
Patriots.
Just ripped on.
Oh yeah,
Drake May.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
He's like, he'd be like, look at this late throw, not good. How many different things of that? Then he goes, hasn't played much. I'm like, and they're like, well, he started for 2 years, so that's pretty good,
He's just ripping the pick.
Oh yeah,
he kind of was.
He was.
I heard the same thing.
If you go back and listen to it, yeah, it was not like, hey, I understand why they did it. Solid pick. No. He's like, nope, don't see it. Don't see it.
The one thing he said, though, that they needed a quarterback, a tackle, and
wide receiver. Yeah.
So they did address a need.
That's about the only positive that I heard.
Yeah.
Was it. They had to have a quarterback. Oh, so that's a need.
And he pushed back on May, comparing himself to Josh Allen.
Yeah. Very. So you heard the same interview.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I know he says like Josh Allen. He's like,
Josh Allen's pretty special.
Tell me how you really feel, Bill.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was interesting to listen to. That's for sure.
Did McAfee respond by saying, "Are you sure you don't like this pick?" Something like that.
I don't really know.
Okay.
They just had the sound bites, and all the sound bites were just Belichick talking, and so I didn't hear anything that McAfee put in.
Not a fan.
But I'm telling you, Saban was really, really good.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just like I said, he was funny. He had comments that were so good. He was locked in. And I'm sure it has to be intimidating. It would be like you're sitting there and you're, and I know Herb Street obviously played, and you got Reese Davis there, right?
Right,
and
right.
One other, and all of a sudden Saban's sitting there, and if you got to be careful what you say,
sure you do,
because he will push back if you say something. He'll be like, "Going, yeah, that's not how it is. That's not how it works." But he had studied everyone. I mean, he really worked on. Hey, I'm going to be on this show, and I'm going to be just not just randomly prepared. He was very, very prepared.
Regarding the question about where would J.J. McCarthy go, how high, how low, he went 7th overall to the Vikings. He is the new quarterback in Minnesota.
10th overall.
The 10th overall?
Yeah, via trade with the Jets, yeah. He was 10th overall.
I thought that was Knicks.
No, no.
Okay.
Knicks was 12th to the Broncos.
Okay. Sorry.
Knicks was 12th to the Broncos. I was watching it. McCarthy was 10th.
Correct. Yep. Sorry. Yep. Penix was 8th, and yeah, McCarthy 10th. There you go.
Yeah.
Roma Dunze goes to the Bears, by the way. Barry, Josh over here, producer Josh, Bears fan, ecstatic about that pick.
And they've got a decent, like they said, the Bears are not in a bad spot. This is not what Justin Fields walked into.
No.
This is not what he walked into. They're in a much better place with him. So
they got a receiving core of Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and now Roma Dunze.
Jeez.
It was like Darnell Mooney as a 1 2 years ago. I mean, so Justin Fields, like you said, didn't exactly have the best talent around him. Now they have to address the offensive line still a little bit in Chicago. But
so interesting with the draft is, even though the left tackle spot or a pat, especially that spot, it's just not. The feel the excitement just kind of go. Everybody wants to see quarterbacks, wide receivers, you know, playmaking, you know, like a Bowers. That's what they want to see. And they read off like the left tackle from whatever from Penn State. It's kind of a but we all know how important it is. It's so important. Gosh. But it's kind of one of those buzzkills for like the crowd base,
fan base. I was surprised that there was. When Bowers got announced, it didn't seem like there was much excitement.
Well, so that was a place. The Raiders were rumored to be taking Michael Penix if he was available.
Oh.
They didn't trade up for him. All these mock drafts had Penix going 13th to the Raiders. And so, yeah, when he goes 8th and McCarthy goes 10th, you know, the quarterbacks are trying out. So what do you do? And Brock Bowers is a great tight end. He should have a very good NFL career. But that was supposed to be a quarterback. Right? Yeah. Right now they have Aiden O'Connell on that roster, who is a fine quarterback, 5th-round pick from Purdue. And beyond that, they don't really have a lot going on in Vegas.
I was thinking
about
O'Connell last night because when I was watching, those analysts were saying, well, they don't have a quarterback. Like, if I was O'Connell, I'd be like, wait a second, I'm the quarterback.
They didn't play with 10. They didn't play with 10.
They didn't deal the quarterback.
That's really weird out there. Yeah. The Raiders don't have a quarterback. What do you mean? They don't have one
in
there.
They're
playing Wildcat. They only have 10 guys in the field. No. They'll get 11 out there.
The thing that I see when I'm watching it is just these guys, the first rounders are freaks. I mean, they're freaks. That guy that got picked, Amarius Sims, they're showing film of him. And it was incredible, the second level blocking. I mean, it just looked like he touched defensive backs and they go flying. I mean, he's a freak. 6'7", 340.
From Georgia, went to the Bengals at 18th overall.
Yeah, the tackles that you see get drafted, then when you watch them, like the guy the Steelers took, Troy
Fotanu from Washington.
I did a spin move block. I mean, it was crazy how athletic he is. Kind of missed at first and spun around and got his guy before he got to the quarterback. I mean, they're incredibly gifted. Freaks.
Also, there wasn't a lot of there. A couple of things stood out to me was that there was much more in-house reception. People that didn't go to the draft and they knew they were first rounders. There was a lot. JJ
That's
was
a good
one.
Point. Yeah.
I felt there was like 6 or 7 that wasn't that high. I'm sure, but there was a lot of in-house.
They were at their own home.
And they weren't. Yeah, in their own home, their own whatever venue they chose, home or not. To have that set up. Then also, it didn't seem like they spent a lot of time, quote, in the green room, showing people just sitting. You know, like hey, there's so-and-so.
Saw Dallas
there.
Turner there.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there because he was not getting picked as high as they thought.
No.
And they kept showing him.
Yeah, and on the ABC telecast, the interviewer called his mom the wrong name. And she let him know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let him
Dallas
know.
Turner's mom?
Yeah, Dallas Turner's mom. Yeah.
Dallas Turner's mom. Dallas Turner went, by the way, 17 to the Vikings.
via trade from Jackson.
That's right.
They called her the wrong.
Yeah, she let her know.
You mentioned Troy Fatanu, who went to the Steelers at 20th. I let out a very loud, angry cry when that happened. That's the guy who wanted the Dolphins to pick the next pick. The Dolphins needed offensive linemen.
Who did the Dolphins take? No idea.
They took Chop Robinson from Penn State.
Okay.
He's an edge rusher.
I think you got the best name.
Oh, yeah.
Chop. I mean, if someone said, what's the best name in the first rounders? Chop.
Chop Robinson.
Yeah, he's good. Awful good.
He's a good player.
Think of that. Penn State had two first rounders.
Two first rounders.
Fashanu, the offensive lineman, and Chop Robinson, who, by the way, was a first team All-Big Ten, second team All-American this past year Penn State.
When you talk about that Michigan has a chance to break the record of LSU, and Georgia actually holds the record for the most drafted. Only one first rounder, though, correct?
For
Michigan.
I'm just seeing one. You're right.
It's just
McCarthy at 10.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
From so if you correct. Look at, if you look at, take like the LSU team that I was on.
Right.
Five first rounders.
Oh. That team was stupid.
I think it was five.
That's ridiculous.
Both wide receivers, maybe I missed one, maybe just four. Both wide receivers, Joe Burrow.
Yep.
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Still.
So first, and then if you look back when Georgia won it all, even Alabama had more than one. Michigan won it all, one first rounder, and there was no one going like, no one's even thinking like, well, that's strange.
No, nope.
He didn't go in the first round.
No, there wasn't another one.
Nope, there's not.
There's not.
They're going to load up between this in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round.
Okay.
But that's strange to have a team that successful, that dominant, and only have one first round draft.
I like to look at the picks at the end of the first round because everyone talks about the great picks, the top 10 picks. But there's some, think about Lamar Jackson was the last pick for the Ravens a couple years ago at 32, became a phenomenal quarterback. Some guys late in the first round, obviously at for the Chiefs, they get a speedster, Xavier Worthy.
They ran
the fastest ever time in the combine. Yep. How about Mahomes? Pretty happy today to have a speedster out there. He's already got Hollywood Brown this offseason, another speed guy. Now he's got Xavier Worthy. So they go from having, Kadarius Toney, who can't catch a ball, Sky Moore, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They won a Super Bowl with those guys. Now having two speedsters. So I think Mahomes is pretty happy this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty happy this morning, yeah. Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, Worthy ran a 4.21 at the combine. 4.21.
Solid.
That'll do. That'll do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good wide receivers still out there.
Xavier Worthy. Then who else at the end did you like? The Cowboys got the Oklahoma tackle.
I thought Tyler Guyton. Yeah, but I go back to 24. There's a trade up. The Lions traded up in the draft, and I love their pick of Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. The Lions, for so many years, just messed up drafting. That's why they're forever 3-13, 4-12. Top five picks. They feel like under Brad Holmes, the new GM there, and Dan Campbell, they're getting things right. Last year, they made the title game in the NFC. That's a good draft pick there, I think, Terrion Arnold. By the way, 275,000 people showed up last night for the draft in Detroit.
What's the deal with the state of Michigan's on a football
how about that
heater right now? That was an incredible scene.
It was.
That 275,000 people.
That's a record.
They had the shell or the over part that was all covered. The rest of it was outside, correct? The fans back there outside. It couldn't have been great weather in Detroit, was it? How warm was it? I mean, outside event in Detroit?
I'm trying to look. Well, the guys on the stage.
Basically, you're in Canada.
Kind of. Eminem wasn't like, I think it must have been all right.
It didn't seem like it was bad.
Yeah, because the guys they introduced were not, they didn't have coats on. Goodell's.
Shirt was unbuttoned all the way down.
Thank you for saying
that. Three buttons down.
That's what I was getting.
I'm watching. I looked at my wife and I go, look at his shirt.
He looked disheveled.
He did.
He did. He looked disheveled. Like he came out of a Detroit bar right onto the stage.
Maybe he did.
But he's getting hugged by those dudes all the time. And he might just get disheveled.
Yeah, you might a little bit.
I mean, anyway. It was an incredible scene.
I didn't feel, because I missed the first like 4 to 5 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Were they booing? Was the booing good?
Oh, I always enjoy.
They always boo him.
Lusty booing
when he comes out.
Lusty.
It seemed like
it's a tradition.
But then sometimes they would bring others out with them.
Oh,
and then they wouldn't really boo. They go, "Well, we can't boo." They're bringing out like.
Did you see
veterans.
Who they introduced? I mean, it was incredible. The Lions guys, Eminem opened the proceedings.
Well, so that'd have been awesome.
I missed this part too.
I just saw it on TikTok. Okay. Eminem. They had.
They had Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay. All right.
Barry Sanders.
Yep.
A guy I didn't recognize. And the big receiver that used to play for him.
Talvin Johnson.
Yeah. They introduced those guys. It was incredible. It was incredibly loud.
Bummed I missed super that.
Cool. You would have liked it. Yeah, it was cool. They Eminem was good.
Did he sing?
No, he didn't sing. Jared Goff. Yeah, Jared Goff was one of them too.
Didn't
there
remember
was another guy. No, there was
didn't
another.
Didn't register his no, name. Didn't register with you.
No, there starting was another quarterback. Guy. I think it was a receiver or running back.
Herman Moore.
There you go.
Oh, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, he was.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I can't say his name.
Just got a contract extension yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, and he let a Jared Goff chant, which I found peculiar.
Just going Jared Goff like that.
Yeah, he was doing that, and the crowd got into it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a remarkable crowd. A remarkable scene. The NFL is king by a long way.
Yeah, it's
not even close right now, is it?
And the different stories they would have briefly, how it was so smooth.
It was a beautiful.
It was so smooth.
But you're right, though. The state of Michigan, you get championships in college football. The Lions make the title game in the NFC, and then they have the draft.
God, they love the Lions.
275,000 people. Yeah, Michigan's on fire.
Those people
right now.
Love the Lions.
I love when they would show like the room. I'm assuming this would probably is maybe it's back at their complex. Maybe also they'll show the Vikings, and there's like just 30 guys in sport coats standing around, and no one's doing anything.
So they start high-fiving.
I love that. When they start high-fiving, I was like, this isn't like recruiting. Recruiting is when you convince a guy to come to you. That's a high-five. You picked him.
I know.
There's nowhere else he can go.
Is it because they know they're on camera?
I think so.
And they
I don't know. But it's just, that's always been like,
wow. It's odd to me, too.
They're so pumped. It's like, well, you picked them.
Yeah, everybody's hugging each other. It's like, come on, what? This is no surprise.
Yeah, no surprise. And the other guy didn't have an option. In college, they all have an option until the very last time when they sign their letter. They can go anywhere they want. Some guys wake up in the morning on signing day, and they can go to 133 different schools. Every school would take them, and they can pick that. That's not the NFL.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
Those who might feel like they were snubbed in the first round, I would say maybe three. Like
I don't even know who
the snubs.
The fourth guy here, I'm not going to say. I'd say three guys. Cooper DeJean was seen as maybe a top, a top 25 pick, not drafted. Yep. Yeah, he'll be early second round. Jerjon Newton, defensive lineman from Illinois, thought to be maybe a late first-round pick, didn't go. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama. So Terrion Arnold goes, but McKinstry still on the board.
Kool-Aid, I never, ever heard, though. I'm not saying he wasn't. I didn't ever hear him in the first-round talk.
There was some talk of him late first-round, late. Not like mid-first. Cooper DeJean, you heard maybe as high as 20 for him, but did not go. The Packers could have taken him. They did not take him last night.
God, that Texas lineman that went, help me, Jake, the big defensive tackle, who was
they showed some film on
him.
It was really impressive. Saban talked.
Thank you.
It
was Byron
detail.
Murphy.
Byron Murphy went to the Seahawks.
Oh God.
Saban talked in detail about him. He did some things with his hand, and the one thing Saban pointed out everything about him. He said, and then in the end, he said, "Okay, there's one thing that's." He's not real tall.
No, he's 6 foot.
He's not real tall. He said that was the downside. He said, but everything else is there.
Oh God, they're showing film of him.
Yeah,
he runs like a 4.84 at 297. I mean, he's he's.
How can somebody do that? By the way,
when you watch, you really get an idea. Oh God, he's moving.
Yeah,
the big man can move. It's a freaky thing to watch. Those guys, Dallas Turner's freaky to watch. I mean, he's freaky to watch in traffic, and he's freaky to watch in space. And that's why he's a first rounder. They're just those guys are on another planet. They are.
We've lost our clock.
Oh, good.
It's because it was an hour and 6 minutes
off. Yes,
that's probably a good thing.
It's gone.
It needs to be gone. So there's your update on the first round.
There's a little. What digital clock?
Atomic clock.
Wasn't even close. It wasn't just off an hour.
It was an hour and 6 minutes off.
Couldn't get it straight.
Atomic.
Is
clock.
Someone working on it right now?
I hope so.
Is it in a shop somewhere in Lincoln?
Let's go check.
Does someone have?
Don't say the brand name.
If you're a clock shop operator,
we need you to fix our.
Look for our clock. If you see it anywhere,
we need it back.
Let us know.
The Buffalo Bills will kick off round two with the first pick later on today. When we come back, a little update on how things might look tomorrow in the spring game. Early break in the ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.